Hello, divine beings. It's Jazz Karen. Thank you for tuning in to Seek Insight, the revolution of self. And I think this is one of those pivotal moments for me in my life. I find something so comforting about being able to speak and express my feelings, even though through this channel I don't necessarily get feedback. Just the art that speaking really is makes me feel connected to myself. So I was doing some self-reflection. And regardless of what catalyzed this, I think self-reflection is essential for growth. And I'm gonna do my best to contain my emotions. I've been researching and delving deep during the quarantine, but maybe not deep enough. And so today I finally decided, instead of continually reaching outward for answers, for that, you know, instant response, for that validation, to sit here with me and feel how powerful that is. So the reason why this moment is pivotal is because this marks the next phase of my life, where now that I've discovered my attachment style and what that really means, these next 2 years of my life are going to look very different, and I'm committing to me during this time, establishing boundaries that I know will keep me safe for these 2 years and allow me to gain the strength and the insight that I need and was missing for quite some time. So I just came on here to share with you guys how important it is to be okay when you're alone. Be strong. Be solid in the company that you're keeping with yourself. And be capable of releasing what you know deep down is toxic, so that you can love yourself better and stop attracting the same. Now, during the exploration of finding my attachment style, I got extremely deep into it, and I delved so deep that I was finding it hard to swim back up to the surface. And once I did, I was like, you know, as the helicopter goes by, now that I'm back on the surface, I can take my flight, you know? The great thing about being an anxious attached person, I think, is your ability to take risks. And from my observations, it seems like risk-taking and anxious attachment style are extremely closely linked because of how far an anxious person is willing to go for love. I mean, even to the point of self-abandonment. And that's what is so key to understand, is that this risk that you're so willing to take is ironic, because you're willing to abandon yourself to save a relationship, and that is a recipe for disaster. So what I've had to understand, that my judgment can actually be extremely skewed in particular situations that are dangerous for me to even be in. You don't realize it in the midst of the situation. I've realized that most of what I wanted wasn't actually aligning with what I needed. And that's the start of a very unhealthy habit, very unhealthy relationship, not just with others, but, you know, with yourself. And it determines the longevity of connections that you wish to keep. I think we don't really understand the mistakes that we're making until we let go. We let go of what's seemingly too painful to believe at the time, such as a connection that you might have with another person could really honestly only be a reflection of a disconnection you have from yourself. And it's kind of baffling. I think I've reached my pain threshold, and now I want to submerge into integrating this pain. And in that, I won't let it define me. And I hope you all do the same. Thank you for being here. I wish you all love, happiness, and light.